We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, introduction to From the Mouth of a Sage. We're in the part that starts with, it is written by our sages and in the book of Zohar. Questions can be asked online, Kabbalah group that info, Sivat Tova, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, please.
So we're continuing. It is written by our sages and in the book of Zohar that the whole Torah is the names of the Creator. And all the stories and the laws and the sentences are all His holy names. According to the above explained, that anything that we do not attain, we do not define by a name, you will thoroughly understand that the holy names of the Creator are the attainments that expand from Him to His servants, the prophets and the righteous, each according to His merit. As it is written, we are distinguished, I and your people, from all the people that are on the face of the earth. This distinguishing comes to us through the reception of the Torah and the keeping of the mitzvot. First, only in the revealed, which has the merit of purifying our bodies and enhancing our souls to such an extent that we become worthy of attaining the whole Torah and its mitzvot as His names. This is the entire reward intended for the souls at the end of correction. However, it is in this world too, as it is written in the Gemara, you will see your world in your life.
No, namshich benatayim ala. Yoter leat, aval namshich.
Well, in the meantime, let's continue. Go slower, but let's continue. So what is happening here? The whole Torah writes about the human development, all of humanity, all together, and everyone individually, and it's all interconnected, and we have to discover that. And revealing what's written in the Torah is called the revelation of His holy names, because it's the appearance of the Creator, His preparations, His design towards humanity, and so forth. And that's how we should advance ourselves in order to understand what's written in the Torah, in the internality of the Torah.
This explains to us why he calls the 613 mitzvot in several places in the Zohar, 613-18 councils in the Torah. Also, in many places in the Zohar, he calls the 613 mitzvot 613 pkudin, deposits. This is so because at first, one must keep the Torah and mitzvot in order to purify his body and enhance his soul. At that time, the 613 mitzvot are a 613-18 for him, meaning tips, by which to ultimately come before the king and be rewarded with the light of his face. Observing the Torah and keeping the mitzvot gradually cleanse him until he is rewarded with the light of the King of Life. Also, it is written similarly in the Gemara, why should the Creator mind if one slaughters at the throat or at the back of the neck? Indeed, the Torah and mitzvot were given only in order to purify Israel with them. However, after one has been sufficiently purified and merits the light of his face, one's eyes and soul open, and he is rewarded with attaining the 613 holy lights found in the 613 mitzvot. These are his holy names, meaning the ones that come to our attainment, by keeping each of the mitzvot, one takes the part of the light deposited in that mitzvah, since the mitzvah is a kli, where the light is clothed, meaning a holy name that belongs explicitly to that mitzvah. This is the meaning of the mitzvah is a candle and the Torah is light. At that time, he calls the 613 mitzvot 613 pekudin. It is like one who deposits good stones and gems in a kli and says to his loved one, take this kli for yourself, but guard it from the thieves and the robbers. Thus, they only speak of the kli, but their primary intention is the precious stones deposited there.
There are questions, or it's completely imperceptible in our mind that's not used to this kind of style. Please, Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, what does it mean that in the mitzvot is the light, and on the other hand he writes that the mitzvah is the kli?
It's a simple matter that according to how the will to receive was created, in an opposite form to the will to bestow, the connection between the will to receive and the will to bestow is that one has to be opposite the other, and then also the will to receive transforms to become similar to the will to bestow. So there is a regularity here, a set of laws about how the will to receive has to invert to become like the will to bestow. And so each and every desire in the will to receive, which is 613 desires, all in all, so each desire needs to undergo changes. Now, it's not the desire itself that changes. We say that, but it could be confusing. Rather, on each desire to receive, we have to change the intention from in order to receive to in order to bestow, and then it becomes similar to the Creator's will to bestow. So here comes the question, how can we do it? And by what process do we do it? By what forces do we do it? How can we see where we need to go towards what form? And who's advancing us there ultimately? Who's doing it? Because if we're all just a will to receive, how can we become similar to the Creator's will to bestow? We can't. That's it. Unless there are people in whom there's already from birth a spark, a beginning of the will to bestow. We call it a spark. And that spark burns in them. It's on fire in them. And accordingly, people feel they have a tendency towards spirituality, true spirituality, not mysticism, not philosophy, true spirituality. And then they arrive at a state like we're in. And for them, Kabbalists write books, stories, articles, to allow these people to advance. And so then we can advance in order to bestow, meaning towards resembling the Creator as well as help others. And that's basically the whole essence of our organization. Yes, Vlad.
Zeo, Vlad.
That's it, Vlad.
Yes, yes, my mic wasn't turning on. How, by helping others, can we fulfill a mitzvah and correct a desire?
We all have to reach resemblance to the Creator. Each of us is a small fragment of the shattered kli. And so in each of us, we have parts that are broken from the entire kli. And so man's correction is that he ultimately needs to incorporate with all of the vessels, and in connection with them, work on correcting his will to receive in order to bestow. At first, between them, on the first degree, when they still don't identify the Creator, like, say, children that are, when they're small, they don't look at the adults unless they need something. But they only deal with those similar to them. And then when they grow more and more, they learn from the adults and want to resemble them, and the same with us. Moscow 3.
Thank you. Yesterday we were studying from the excerpts that the real kli is a need for the Creator's help. And here the kli is a commandment. Here it's talking about a different kli. What is the kli that it's talking about here?
The kli is called the will to receive in order to bestow, by which you can bestow. This is called the corrected kli. Before that, the same kli could be broken, which means it's with an intention in order to receive. In order to move from the broken kli, in order to receive, to the corrected kli, in order to bestow, you need the force of correction, and that's called the light, the upper light. What else?
So.
Meaning, the kli has some kinds of stages of quality. There's this vessel and the kli and the super kli. How does it appear?
In each and every degree, in the kli, there's a desire to receive that appears. And in that desire to receive, appears a deficiency to be the giver and resemble the Creator. And accordingly, this kli comes closer to others and creates a group with them. The group becomes ten sfirot as they complement each other and resemble each other in that they have a single goal, yet each one has a different role. And in connecting their roles, they try to establish between them the form of the Creator, this uniform shape of bestowal, and that, and thus they become a part of the upper reality.
Latin 4.
Understood. Latin 4.
Buenas noches, Rab. Muchas gracias por dejarme preguntar. Rab.
Good evening, Rav. Thank you for the opportunity to ask. Practically, what is the mitzvah? What are those mitzvot?
Mitzvah means that I do an action in order to bestow. Transgression means that I do an action in order to receive. Because we include many desires, if we study them, we'll see that in our inner structure, altogether we have 620 or Taliag 613, desires that could be in order to receive or in order to bestow. And each and every desire has to change its form in order to bestow. This is called making a mitzvah, commandment. Okay?
Yofi. Tov. Rehovot.
Rehovot.
I'm sorry, good morning, Rav. This transition from the team, the device, to the deposits is not clear, and also the word kudin, I don't quite comprehend it. I feel that there's something more, there's more there to it. Can you clarify it?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the part where he's talking about the 18 and the kudin, the deposits. Why are the mitzvot called once this way and the other way? I don't understand why he needs to make this differentiation.
Okay, he doesn't explain it here, but I'll tell you. 18 means councils. Pkudin comes from pkudot, instructions. Meaning that we have to fulfill, carry out all these laws of connecting to each other in order to bestow and from us bestow to the Creator, first in the form of etzot, 18, advice, counsels, and then pkudot. Pkudot also comes from the word pikadon, deposits, which means that we receive in order to bestow the upper light. So counsels means that we just achieve the quality of bestowing in order to bestow, the quality of Bina, the degree of Bina. And Pkudot means we're already in the reception of the light, the Pikadon, the deposit, where we receive the light in order to bestow. So the degree of receiving in order to bestow is already called the light of Chokhmah, the degree of Chokhmah. So that's how we achieve these two degrees, the degree of Chasadim and the degree of Chokhmah. In the degree of Chasadim, mercy, we are in a state of a partial correction. And when we receive in order to bestow, that's already a complete correction. That's all. The difference between the degree of Bina, bestowing in order to bestow, and the degree of Chokhmah, receiving in order to bestow. By doing both, we come to Ketel.
PT 29.
PT 29.
Thank you, Rav. A friend is asking, how should we understand that the reception of the Torah and carrying out the mitzvot starts only from the
by what?
Through the revealed.
Because we don't understand what is hidden and all the things we read them in the form that's revealed. That's how it reveals to us. When I take the Torah book, what do I read? I read it as a story. When I talk about the corrections in order to bestow in my desires, then I also accept it as things that can seemingly be done in our world without actually changing myself, but just doing things mechanically, physically. And so that's called a time of preparation. But from that, we have to understand that our work altogether needs to be to achieve the true action, which is in, an intention to bestow. Kalmiel.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
I didn't get the question. The mark quickly. He writes the pkudin is from the word pikadon, deposits. How can we raise this point?
I don't understand what you're saying.
He says the word pkudin is from pikadon, deposits. Can we raise the interest rate?
I don't understand what you mean by interest rate. Where do you...
What? For the deposit to be even greater, how do we make it greater?
It's not us do it. We are directed from above. That depends on man's strength, how capable he is of overcoming. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. You always use this concept and you tell us that you see the world in your eyes. What does it mean to see the world in your eyes while you're alive?
You shall see your world in your life means that I need to discover the entire upper world, the whole Kli, where the Creator is present in full, as I am discovering it while being alive. Now, it's not about my present corporeal life, but rather discovering it in your life, meaning in a way that the Creator appears to you in life.
And if a person doesn't attain this in this reincarnation, what happens?
Don't worry, it'll be...
What does it mean forward to reveal this world?
It means in your will to receive.
In the qualities of bestowal?
Yes, that you assume the correction in order to bestow over all your desires. Accordingly, you discover the Creator, and this is called, you shall see your world in your life.
So how exactly do we attain this upper world?
You attain the world in your will to receive based on your intention in order to bestow.
And what is the exact work?
To achieve the intention in order to bestow.
Okay, thank you.
Please. You're welcome.
Rav, can I also ask?
Yes.
It's written here in this excerpt that it's similar to a person who deposits precious stones and gems into a kli and tells to his family, take this vessel and guard it from robbers. And everything it talks about, just about the vessel. And the main thing is not the vessel, but what's inside of it. What are these robbers?
It's your qualities. Your egoistic qualities, they're all robbers and thieves.
And what can guard this thing?
Your connection to the group. You yourself can't. Thieves, meaning they want to steal what you have, but the robbers actually want to kill you. It's those desires that of yours that attack you, and what you have in Kedusha, or not even have, but some contact with it, they want to ruin all of that. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're done with all the questions. Moshe, next.
We're continuing in the part that is known in the books of Kabbalah.
Yes.
It is known in the books of Kabbalah that the meaning of the holy name, the Blessed Holy One, or Kutsha Brihu, written by our sages and in the Zohar, is named after the Havaya. This holy name contains all the holy names until one higher than higher.
So, blessed be He includes everything. If you say that towards the Creator, you're referring to all His qualities as one.
Thus, we learn that the Torah and the Creator are one. Even though the masses do not see Him in the Torah, but only stories, sentences, and laws. Indeed, I've already explained that apples of gold in settings of silver is how the 613 Pkudin are called. It is as our sages said, the whole Torah is the names of the Creator. Hence, The Torah and the Creator are one. Yet, there are general and particular, where the Creator is the assembly of all the names and the general light. And the Torah is divided into 613 lights. It follows that all of them together are one and are the Creator Himself.
Questions. Turkey 1.
Thank you, my friend is asking, how will we internally direct the common goal so that our demand within the group is one?
We have to connect, we have to clarify exactly what we want, how much we support each other, how much we are aiming at the same goal, how this one goal, we can't reach it if we're not connected, meaning the goal itself, which is the Creator, connects us. And it's already somewhat between us in order for us to aim ourselves to reach Him. And that's how we organize ourselves, meaning everything is basically connected to our present connection and our future connection in the Creator, how much we want to bring each other closer. All right?
Tov.
Okay.
Ein yoter shelot.
No other questions?
Yes, Tel Aviv 4.
Okay, Tel Aviv 4.
Rav,
what are the names, the holy names? What does it mean to attain a name?
The holy names, meaning the influence of the Creator on the created beings, appears in the created beings, in their tense field. In what way? That the created beings feel that same bestowal, that the Creator is connecting them, guarding them. This is the feeling that the Creator gives the created beings, by which they can strengthen, and also increasingly sanctify in bestowal towards Him. This is called the Holy Ten Sefirot. There is the Holy Ten Sefirot, the Holy Names, which is exactly the following the names of the Ten Sefirot, and there is more in between. The whole Torah is referred to as the Holy Names, which is the appearance of the Creator in the vessels of the created beings. And ultimately, it is called the one holy name.
What does it mean to attain the name, let's say, in a ten, to attain this holy name in the ten? It's to attain a certain manner of connection?
Yes. Yeah. The higher the name, the more inclusive it is of all the manners and relationships of the Creator towards us, and how all our requests, pleas towards the Creator need to come together towards a single name until there is a direct Havaya and an opposite Havaya on our part.
It's felt according to the quality of the Creator, of the name?
It's felt within us, inside our Kli, to the extent that we can connect between us. And then our mind and emotion and perception changes, everything changes, and the connection between us appears in a more meaningful and practical way, and within that lies the Creator, the single force that governs us.
Last question, if possible. What does it give the Creator when we attain Him in this way or that way?
What it gives the Creator, we don't know, except that He is content when we raise ourselves to His degree. This is what's called His desire to benefit the created beings. Benefit how? By helping us rise all the way to His degree, which is what is called the children of Israel return all the way to the Creator. Okay? All right. So where are we, Moshe?
שתבין מתחילה עניין הריבוי בצורות נבדלות ברוחניות. דהיינו, איך ובמה המה מתחלקים
ו... We still need to clarify the aspect of Israel. You need to understand at first the multiplicity of forms that are separate from each other, because the corporeal matters are separate by a knife, etc. And the place and time separates them, which is unthinkable in spirituality, as they are above space and time.
שוודאי מחולקים ונבדלים לעצמם כל נפש אדם ואדם מחברו. אמנם כל עיקר הבדלם אינו יותר אלא מתוך שינוי צורתם. דהיינו שנפש של זה טובה וזה רע, או זו השיגה חוכמה וזו השיגה כסילות. וכדומה. ועל דרך שאמרו חז"ל, כשם שפרצופיהם משונים זה מזה, כך דעותיהם משונות זו מזו.
The friend is continuing. How not to get confused? We're saying the spiritual kli is the Masach and the Or Chozer. If so, what is the intention?
Masach and Or Chozer, screen and reflected light, is exactly the intention.
Once, sometimes we define the kli as the measure of yearning, not just the desire. And sometimes, what is the difference between the yearning and the desire?
Oh,
you're asking about that. What are you, beginners? Desire is the desire that comes to us from the Creator. And it's a desire that cannot be used until it is aimed at something, someone. And the desire that's already aimed, then we measure it by the yearning, how much it yearns and what for. And accordingly, we talk about the desire, its size, its direction, and so forth.
Rav, is there a difference between yearning and the intention?
Of course there is, but I don't understand who's asking this in your group there. How could it be that a person's in the group with such questions and that these things are still not clear to him? You need to try to explain this to everyone. It's not questions to me, it's questions to you. If you have a friend among you or a few friends who still have these questions, try to fix these things. We learned these things a long time ago, and we more or less go back to that each time. Latin 11.
El texto hace referencia
He's talking about the intellectual soul. What is that?
The intellectual soul, let's say it's not a spiritual soul, but intellectual, how much a person understands and feels in his current vessels of reception. Well, let's say that's that for now.
Esto quiere decir que esa alma mental se queda en el terreno corporal, no tiene acceso al campo espiritual.
That same soul remains in a corporeal level and does not reach a spiritual level?
That's still before spiritual attainment, let's say. Yeah.
Gracias.
Bakasha, Moshe.
Moshe, please.
Yet we can understand that if all the people were to come by the same concepts and the same inclinations without any difference whatsoever, all the souls of all the people would be regarded as a single soul. Its value would have been the same as the sunlight. The light clothes in all the inhabitants of the world. Yet, we do not discern that there are separate forms in the sunlight. Similarly, one mental soul would have robed in many bodies, since places do not separate at all in spiritual matters, if there are no separate forms in their attribute.
Ken.
Yes.
And now we shall come to the scrutiny that it is known that the meaning of the souls of the children of Israel is that they are a part of God above. The soul cascaded by way of cause and consequence and descended degree by degree until it was suitable to come into this world and clothe the filthy corporeal body. It ascends degree by degree until its stature is completed by keeping the Torah and observing its mitzvot. Finally, it is worthy of receiving its complete reward, which has been prepared for it in advance, meaning attaining the Holy Torah as the names of the Creator, which are the 613 Pkudin.
And Shilot.
No questions. Okay, let's continue.
Now you can see with your mind's eye that the Torah and Israel are one. The whole difference between the Torah and the soul is due to the disparity of form in the soul, which has been reduced to a very, very small light. And the Torah is simple light that expands from His essence, whose sublimity is endless. For the Torah and the Creator are one. However, when the soul is complete in its full stature and receives the Torah in the form of His names, namely, attains all the light deposited in the Torah and mitzvot, you find that the light of the soul is equal to the light of the Torah, since it has already attained all the light in the Torah. It is considered incomplete as long as there is some deficit in attaining a small and subtle part of the general light of the Torah. This is because the entire light was prepared for the souls, as I have explained above. Everything that we do not attain, we do not define by a name. And since the light has been prepared for the attainment of the soul, and the soul did not attain all of it, it is therefore deemed incomplete. It is as it is written, I shall keep the whole Torah except for one thing. Certainly, he is a complete evil. However, such as that you can declare in the keeping of the Torah and mitzvot in attaining the 613 commandments, it is incomplete when lacking even one thing, great or small. Hence, in the end, for it will finally come to complete perfection, namely, attain the entire light of the Torah. There will be no disparity of form between the light of the soul and the light of Torah. Thus, you tastefully find that the Torah in Israel are literally one. They are one because there really is no difference and disparity of form between them.
So what's in here? He wants to tell us the whole Kli, the Creator created by the light of Ein Sof, is ultimately entirely, even though it goes through many different states and it all happens through us, we ultimately come to its complete correction, and then we become ready and intended for the fulfillment of the light of Ein Sof that will fulfill us and 100%, and our, so that our Kli will be completely fitting for the light of Ein Sof, and that's our work and that's our final state. PT 19.
What does it mean that the light of Torah is equal, that every soul is equal to the light of Torah? What is the connection here?
That each and every one, by his incorporation in the others, in all the souls, must attain the whole light of Torah that comes from the Creator, that the Creator dedicates to creation.
If so, what is a soul?
A soul means a will to receive that is aimed in order to bestow to the Creator.
This is a soul?
Yes, it's called a soul. You can say not neshama, soul, but yechida. But generally, we come to identification already in the degree of neshama.
So you're saying that there are no souls, we just need to attain this?
We need to attain the vessel of neshama in which the light of neshama, soul, will appear in permanency. And then in addition to that, there will be also chaya and yechida. Santiago.
Amado Rav, ¿por qué en el texto anterior dice que...
Beloved Rav, why in the previous text he said that the Torah and Mitzvot are only in order to correct Israel?
Yes, Israel means one who longs for the Creator, Yashar El, straight to the Creator. It's a person who's aimed directly at the Creator, that's called Israel. So the whole Torah is the upper light that comes to us from above, from the Creator. It's called Torah from the word all light, and mitzvot meaning our corrections that we have to do by this light in order to bestow. Each time I take my will to receive and transform it from in order to receive to in order to bestow, that's called making a commandment, mitzvah. which is the commandment of the Creator. That's how He wants me to correct myself. And that's how we advance. So the whole Torah is the general light that influences us gradually, and thus we correct ourselves gradually. And our corrections that we make, this is what's called the mitzvah, which is the commandment of the Creator to achieve equivalence of form with Him. That's His commandment. Okay? All right. So maybe we'll ask women.
It's written, Israel, when the Creator are one, meaning Israel and the Creator are one. Where's our work?
Our work is by carrying out the 613 mitzvot, meaning that in all our desires there will be an intention to bestow. We'll reach a state where we are completely similar to the Creator.
Chevy 1. The word mitzvot is connected to religion and Judaism. Maybe we can replace?
No, there's no problem here. There's no such problem. Everyone interprets it the way they want. Mitzvah means the Creator's commandment to that we will be similar to Him, achieve equivalence of form with Him. That's what's called a mitzvah. Other people call it different things. There are corporeal mitzvot and there are spiritual mitzvot. We're talking about the spiritual commandments, meaning that a person corrects his desire to be in order to bestow his internality.
Using the word counsels, is it possible instead of mitzvot?
Yeah, sure.
Brazil. In the text, it says that He gave it to His servants, to the prophets, and the servants of the Creator. What are the differences in these states?
These are degrees of our connection with the Creator, how much we resemble the Creator. So there are many degrees, and every degree has a different name of Him, of His.
Well, in Hebrew, what does it mean that
that we discover the evil within us and we want to correct it, and that's how the Torah expresses this situation.
Pizza 6, I heard previously that there are people that are born from the beginning with a certain spark before the will to bestow. Does it mean that a person is born with a spark, or he's born without it and he won't have it, or it can develop throughout his life?
No, it will develop in all people bit by bit, gradually. But one who feels in his corporeal life a tendency to understand spirituality, feel spirituality, connect to spirituality, that is called that he has a spark, a point in the heart, and that spark pulls him forward.
PT2. I heard previously that you spoke about these huge negative forces that get revealed. Where would a person have the strength to rise above this negative force, even the smallest one?
It's like we rise up the ladder from degree to degree, from one rung to the other, right and left, right and left, and that's how we rise. So there's no problem here, and also one is not being admitted to a higher degree that he can't rise above. It's like kids who climb up staircase. They do it with all their four limbs. They do it with all their body. So for us, for each and every one, the ladder is arranged in such a way that we won't fail but rise left and right, left and right. Left, discovering the deficiency that we need. Right, when we ask for the force to rise with that deficiency, and that, and thus we ascend.
As if we're just sweeping under the rug all the negative forces.
No, we transform this negative force to a positive force. The negative force actually gives us the height of the degree on which we rise. We need the negative force. Without the evil inclination, without our ego, we won't be able to rise. There will be nothing to rise to. So the height of the ladder, degree by degree, that's man's evil inclination. How much he transcends.
From Hebrew, why this parable Baal Sulam differentiates between the Kali and the precious stones in it?
That's the style of the explanation, nothing more than that.
Latin 20, why after the physical congress, when we connected and did these huge actions of bestowal, we again feeling this deficiency?
So that now, by feeling the great deficiency, you will continue the same fulfillment and even more than that from what you had in the Congress. That you will tell the difference between what you had before and what you have afterwards. Well, why not? Why do you think everything has to happen conveniently? Just work on it. Try to connect as you connected in the Congress, and you'll attain much more than in the Congress. And don't agree with all of the descent that you're feeling now. The descent is actually for the sake of the ascent, that you will want to rise to that state, and by what? By connection between you. You have a place where you can connect, talk about it, write about it, sing, do all kinds of actions. What was unique in the Congress that you can't do right now between you? Don't surrender.
Thank you.
I'm very worried hearing these things. This means I don't have heroes here. People or women who can overcome and strengthen the men and everyone. That's not good. You must really feel responsible for the future. And it's all in your hands. So, even to remember what happened in the Congress, where did it start? When you had to incorporate with the new people. And isn't it the same now? Isn't every person now the same? Isn't every person new every day, right now as well? So, let's conclude our lesson here. And be well, stay healthy, and we'll strengthen until tomorrow. We also have the noon lesson today. I hug you, and I wish you the best. Good luck.
Announcements. Tomorrow, Friday, the study hall will be open to everyone who is interested in participating physically in the lesson. Participation for men above the age of 18 that are in the study, in the Kabbalah La'am study. And those in Point of the Heart need permission to enter. And afterwards, there is going to be the hummus meal. Pay attention. You need to register in advance in the link that was sent and will be sent again today. And registration will be closed at 6 o'clock. You will not be able to enter into the meal without registering and paying in advance. And our schedule for today, 10 to 10:30, the program of The World with Rav Lightman. The topic is Life After Death. And from 12 to 1, after the lesson, with Rav Lightman. We'll conclude with this. Thank you, and we'll sing a song.
Inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one.